You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, May 4th, 2018. Week 245, I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Max Desco.
And may the 4th be with you. We are Destiny Pizza.
Star Wars Day. A former Avengers Day.
Yeah. Supposed to be Avengers Day. But
that's okay. Because yeah. It's Star Wars Day.
And look at all the great movies we're blessed with this week.
Exactly.
It's like if you add all three of those movies together, it's like the Avengers Infinity War.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty similar if you combine movies, you know?
Remember that scene in Infinity War when that mom was like, oh no, I don't want a night nurse.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a really, really crazy scene.
Yeah.
I don't know how they fit that in that movie. But
it's crazy that Rosario Dawson is just going to be taking care of babies next season.
Yeah. It's like, get all these kids now.
Or Rachel McAdams, whichever one.
Whichever nurse you want to go with.
Yeah. But yeah, let's start with Netflix recommendations.
All right.
My recommendation this week is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. Picks up right after the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun.
Very fun. Very fun movie.
Yeah. I just rewatched the first one last night.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one in a little while.
Yeah, it's enjoyable.
I like that movie. My recommendation is The Bourne Ultimatum, which is the third in the series of Bourne movies.
This is not the Jeremy Renner one.
This is not the Jeremy Renner one. This is Matt Damon. Because there's Bourne Identity, Bourne Supremacy, and then it's Bourne Ultimatum. And what's cool about Bourne Ultimatum is it takes place in between the second and third one. So it's like crazy because you're watching it and then you're like, oh, and then this weird one scene that's at the end of two, it happens in the middle of three, but it has a very different tone. So it's like crazy because you're like, oh, this is not the tone of it. And it makes it's a completely different scene because the tone is completely different, even though it's the same exact scene. So very, very interesting move by them on that part.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen the first one, I think. I've only seen the first Bourne movie.
The first three are good. I saw the Renner one. The Renner one's okay, but like not great.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Jason Bourne, actually.
That's the third one.
That's the fourth one. Fourth. Or fifth one? I guess he's technically the fifth if you count the Jeremy Renner one.
That's crazy.
Which is weird. The Jeremy Renner one also takes place during like the third one.
Yeah.
They like go back and there's just like different stuff going on all in the same time period. Because they're like, it's a very, very strange series the way they do it like that.
On Netflix today, nothing. But tomorrow, Faces Places, and on the 6th, The Joel McHale Show with Joel McHale. And next week is the season one finale, so.
Oh, all right. I didn't know the whole season's already over.
Yeah, me neither. How's your week?
My week? I had a short work week. I took off to see the Avengers down here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to go back there right after. But I didn't really much do anything up to that point. And then, not much. And then end of the week, we hung out here yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
A little bit. Today.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, I usually think of stuff and I'm like, oh, I need to remember that for Friday. It's important. I always blank out when I get here.
Yeah. It's always the hardest because it's right at the end of the podcast. It was like, oh, we already talked about so much.
Yeah. Installed that smart light switch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Took way too long.
I watched you attempt it.
Yeah. In the dark.
Many times. In the dark.
But it's done and it works now.
Yeah, control it with the phone. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And it doesn't buzz anymore. Lights used to buzz.
Oh, it used to buzz?
Very high pitched buzz.
I never noticed it.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm pretty glad happy you
told
with
me.
It now.
I'm glad you told me about it when it was gone.
When it's gone.
Because now it's not going to bug me.
Yeah.
Because it's not there.
And yeah, I don't know. There's not much. I didn't really do anything last week. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. We just watched the Avengers.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Good,
definitely.
Good crowd experience.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a Thursday.
Thursday night movie?
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Been a while.
Probably since
Rogue One?
Yeah, it probably was Rogue One. It was a while ago now. Last time we did that for a Marvel
Guardians
movie.
Maybe?
Did we do it for Guardians? Maybe for Guardians. I don't think it was. Wasn't Thor? Yeah, it's been a little while. But yeah, that was fun. Like when the crowd's into the movie and they're just like hyped, just seeing a character, like we're psyched about this. Like that's cool. Because I won't yell in a movie unless like other people are doing it. So I think that's how most people are, I assume.
Yeah.
It'd be weird if I go to somebody like, when does that stop? Like, couple days, like the weekend in, or is it like it's just the first day, or
what?
People start stop cheering?
I don't know.
Or is it like theater?
No, because when I saw Star Wars: The Last Jedi here,
yeah,
people were still cheering.
Okay, and that was like how?
And I think it's because it's just so hard to see this movie still because it's like so many people.
That's true. I guess when it's something packed like this, especially, I bet if it's like an IMAX, like that, those were probably booked up.
Yeah,
so it'll probably still go on even towards like as it.
I'm curious to see how fast it leaves IMAX.
Yeah, because supposedly Deadpool's in IMAX.
Yeah.
So, like, Deadpool's in a couple weeks. So, I feel like, it's gonna leave IMAX, I guess? I guess it has to, right? But I feel like if it could have stayed in IMAX, maybe that's probably also why they went back. Because they're like, Deadpool's gonna get IMAX. We need to get an extra week of IMAX.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
All this stuff's making sense to why they move things around.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know, I read online, it was like Infinity War, like 1,092 days ago, Avengers Age of Ultron was in the theaters, and then 1,092 days ago before that, Avengers 1 was in theaters.
Luckily, we don't have to wait 1,092 days for the next Avengers
exactly.
movie.
Exactly. I hope not. Only 360-ish. It's not exactly 365, because I think it's supposed to be a year from like today. Like it's supposed to be this weekend next year.
That's crazy.
So, pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool to get two Avengers movies in a row. Do dig that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
so. I wish I was more interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't kill myself installing a light switch, though, so that was pretty nice.
That's good. It's pretty crazy. They're only going to have one Marvel. I mean, they're going to have Spider-Man, but they're only going to have one Marvel Studios movie come out next year.
When's Miss Marvel come out? Or Captain Marvel come out?
Oh, yeah, that comes out next year, too. Am I thinking?
Yeah, there you go. I know it's two for sure.
Yeah, I guess they've been doing three a year. I guess Spider-Man counts as three.
Because I think DC is supposed to have three next year. Or not DC. Fox was going to have two.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have three.
They
now,
were going to, but they're.
Well, Dark Phoenix is already made and New Mutants. Unless
yeah, but they pushed back.
Unless they just take those off the schedule.
Oh, no. New Mutants was supposed to.
Those are the two that have been filmed, though.
That got pushed back.
That got pushed back. The other one is reshoots.
Yeah.
And that's all we know about it.
Oh, I found out something about the Avengers, the first Avengers movie.
Oh, what?
The reason Captain America isn't eating shawarma.
Oh, I did read that online, too. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a beard because he was growing out for Snowpiercer, and he was leaning and hiding his beard.
Yeah. It was literally like. What'd they say? It was at the premiere.
It was after the premiere.
Yeah. They're like, we got this great idea.
Yeah.
And that's just like a nuts story that I love.
Because it's like, yeah, it's nuts.
They're literally like, we don't need this. It's logistically a nightmare to do this. But you know what? It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and it was. If you ask people a name and credit, that's a very memorable one.
Yeah.
I think people remember.
Definitely.
I like that story a lot.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. That's it. Good. Next time I talk to you, I'll be 28 years old.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah. I think we actually have to record on my birthday.
Oh, really?
Because I have a wedding next weekend. Mm. So, fun times.
Drunk pod like I did?
I'm okay.
Too bad it's not a weekend.
Yeah.
It's like a Sunday. So, it doesn't really work out as well.
No.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, so thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.